Y'all just want to get right to it?
Yes, please.
Who over there?
Yes, please.
Who over there fidgeting? Y'all ready?
Probably me. Hold on.
I'm
trying to get comfortable on my couch.
I know. I had to, like, take my shoe off quietly. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm opening my ice cream.
Not. What are you over there doing?
Yeah, you hear all that? God damn.
She opening some chips and
she eating flaming hot Cheetos with ice cream.
Seriously, it's just a lie.
Well, it's a strawberry shortcake, boy. Mm. It's okay, y'all. I'm done. All
right, let's get to it.
Turn my mic up.
Turn my mic. And we back. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Tank Ocho.
It's your girl Naturally B Lolo.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And it's your girl Forrest. Hey.
What up? And we back. And it's unsolicited. You know what? I'm always trying to rename my pod. What is wrong with me? Like,
Jesus Christ. I just.
Very indecisive.
I'm so indecisive.
Tank sent out a text to all of us and was like, we need to change the name of the pod. And then he called me and I was just like, I'm not doing this. Like, do whatever you want to do. I don't want to be involved. Thank you.
I don't know what I can name it. I was looking at all type of stuff, but we'll figure out. If y'all got a name for our pod, how about y'all let us know?
A name is just a name.
Text us if y'all got a good name for our pod. But I appreciate y'all coming back listening, man. If y'all listening, man, send this out to 10 people. Send it to your best friend. Let them listen to it. We're trying to gain some new listeners for sure, man. But appreciate y'all being loyal every single week. How was you guys' week?
Long.
Busy. Yeah.
What was so busy about it?
Well, you know, I'm just kind of really getting into my new role. And mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it's week 3. You know what you're doing now? And it's like, no, but I'm going to act like it.
Nigga, it's week 3 and I ain't got my discount yet. What's popping?
I didn't got my discount. I got a couple shipments.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Need to send your code over here. Charlotte.
No. I sent it nothing over nowhere. Yeah. That's not how you do that.
Put your code in the group chat.
Just give me the login and let me add my own address. You ain't got to send no code.
Hey, she can order for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just
like Amazon Prime, baby.
No, I need some shoes. I need some dress shoes for real for work.
So I bought something today, and like the way that the discount works at my employer, like depending on what level you're at, you get a different like. So I told her like, "Hey, I work here," and she's like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I told her, she's like, "Wait, what?" Like, you know, so we having a conversation. So she's ringing me up and ringing me out, and she's like, "Oh, you get this much?" I said, "No, I get this much." And she was like, "Wait, what?" I said, "You need to verify it. Like, what do I need to show you?" I was like, "I already ordered stuff. You can do the math." She's like, "No, I can look you up here." And she was like, "Oh, yeah, you do." And she's like, "Yeah, you get that much." She was like, "I do too." But she's been working there for like 17 years, and here I am, week 3.
Exactly. Put some respect on my name.
Put it on my name.
Man, let me tell you how petty Chick-fil-A was last night.
Oh, my God.
So, dog, this is my first time Chick-fil-A ever made me mad in my life. Like,
I
was hot.
Fix your attitude.
So, I go to Chick-fil-A, and I was like, man, I'm gonna give me a salad. So, I end up just getting two salads. I'm just going to get two salads. I can have one tomorrow, so I just got two salads. So, I got two dressings for each salad. So everything cool. I get to the window. The lady was like, "Well, normally we don't give out 4 dressings, but you know, well, since you did it this time, I'm gonna let you do it." I was like, "Listen, I said, just give me 3 then." You know what I'm saying? Because the white lady's about to give me a lecture on dressings.
Oh.
I looked at the other girl, the black girl. I looked at her. I was like, "I'm about to get a lecture." She started busting out laughing. I'm like, "Dog, y'all giving me a lecture about salad dressings, bro?" Come on,
man. Like, you don't even know who I'm buying this for. And where There's two salads.
I got two salads.
And you have to dress your food.
You know what I'm saying? Then you know Chipotle got that deep bowl and that salad, so you got to get enough dressing. You got to get at least one and a half. So you know what I'm saying? Get it going, because you got to close it. You got to shake it up while it's closed. Then open it up, put a little bit more. Because I don't want a dry salad. I don't like a dry salad. I don't know about y'all.
You have to dress your food.
Damn, I was like,
what kind of salad you get? I'm interested.
I get the Southwest.
That Southwest with the spicy chicken, beef hitting.
With the breaded spicy chicken? Oh my God.
I get mine grilled.
Me too.
I need it breaded. I like my women. I need it breaded. No, yes. I don't like it.
See, I get the Cobb. I get the Cobb salad with spicy grilled chicken. And I mix one of the avocado lime and a regular ranch. Look here. Fight.
That spicy grilled chicken, let me tell you something.
Be everything.
And that avocado lime salad dressing is so good. It's so good.
I almost asked for my money back.
And it'd be $40 because Chick-fil-A is high. Right.
I almost asked for my money back.
$11.50 a piece.
I feel so. Their breakfast is my favorite. I swear, them biscuits, boy. They so soft.
No.
Oh wait.
My
mouth watering thinking about them biscuits.
I can't stand you.
I give them spicy.
Not my mama biscuits. Not my mama biscuits.
I would get the spicy on the biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
With some strawberry jelly, the little rounds, and the orange juice, baby. Baby.
So because I'm childish, I get the little minis. The little mini, but they're so good. No,
the poppers.
That little mini bread hit different than them biscuits. Just try it one time.
I don't know. I don't want to tease myself. No, I'm a big nigga. No. I don't want nothing fun size.
That mini bread hit different than a regular biscuit. I'm telling you, the little minis. And then I be like eating like two with the bread on it, and then I just eat the little chicken nuggets.
I feel like you be getting the kids meal all the time. Every time you go somewhere,
I really do. I do get the kids meal. I get five portions. Grilled chicken nuggets. I get a side soup. Yes, I do. Yes, mind your business.
What you do with the toy?
I mean, so when I was in the office, I used to like give it away to people who have kids. Like now, we just sit wherever. Yeah.
See, the kid meals are the perfect portion size for adults. That's what we're supposed to be eating. That's what we're supposed to be eating. We're not supposed to overindulge like we do.
Yeah. I agree.
Exactly. That's why I just get it.
Side note, dog. I ain't gonna lie. You know, on my phone, guess what song I downloaded, though? Just out of all the songs in the world. It's like one of the most famous. Nah, I was. You know, we don't talk about Bruno.
Slap.
Hey, that bug was slapping my whip. I just was like, oh, yeah.
I never heard it.
Encanto? Monumento? You ain't seen Encanto?
Nope. Encanto.
Encanto? No, it's Encanto.
It's Encanto.
It's Encanto.
Let me look it up. It's Encanto. I don't remember seeing no H in that thing. I don't.
The H is silent. But anyways.
What?
anyways. Hey, dog, I was playing this song in a whip. I'm talking about that thing was beating. I just was like, oh, yeah. After we get down the pod, go bump that up. We don't talk about
Bruno. Encanto, not Encanto, but Encanto, like that movie.
You gotta send it to me, big dog.
Yeah, I gotta send it to you.
The movie is really, really good, but that song, let me tell you something. The soundtrack goes, but the guy,
what's his name that made Hamilton? And I forgot his name.
Yeah, me too.
But he's sick. No, he did the whole soundtrack. He's sick with that pen, man. He's sick with that pen.
Because we don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about Bruno. But anyways, man. So what's been going on in the news this week, y'all? What's been popping? Anything stood out to y'all?
The baby beating the people the fuck up.
Why he always jumping somebody, bro? I never see him go one-on-one, bro. I can't respect it.
He's the weakest person I've ever, like, bro, I cannot deal with that man.
That's a fake gangster to me, bro.
And then today he claimed it was self-defense. He was like, you shouldn't threaten people. First off, he said, you disrespected my sister on a live video, mm-hmm. on live period. And run me my fade one-on-one. He did not threaten you, nigga. He just told you, run me my fade one-on-one. You then, here he at a bowling alley, you then pop up with your security. Missed the first swing. Let's talk about it. You missed. Mm-hmm. Y'all drug him on that slippery bowling alley.
So, yeah.
Kicked him in the face. Come on now. Do better.
They gotta do better.
I want him to go to prison. I don't usually put prison on black men, but I want him to go to prison. He killed two people. It's time for him to go.
He's done enough. And like, even outside of that, like, he's one of them people, like, even when that whole, like, controversy happened with him at Rolling Loud and the statements that he made, it's just like, okay, he's ignorant. He said what he said. Like, you're not going to hold people to, you know, like, to their mistakes. But, like, you just won't shut up at this point. And it's just, like, not even a matter of, like, oh, okay, well, we let that slide. It's just, like, you really can't hold people to, like, the mistakes that they made. But, like, he's never held accountable.
Yeah.
Never.
He hasn't been held accountable for any of the violent things that he's done. Like, let's talk about that. Like, everything is just always self-defense. Like,
and you see the cameraman behind them? He got a whole tripod recording it.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. Like, get out of my face. But no, did you hear about the shooting incident with, like, Kodak Black? And it was, I think it was, like, apparently, like, at a party, like, Justin Bieber was there.
Yeah.
Like, a fight broke out. Kodak Black was there. And, like, all these people got shot. Like, yeah,
he got shot in the leg or something like that.
Yeah, like that's just like, what are y'all doing?
That's LA, dog. LA is extremely dangerous right now.
Sensitive thugs, we all need hugs. Like, what is going on?
They not playing in LA right now, boy.
Yeah, they sick of it though.
When the police said visit at your own risk,
yeah, the mayor was like, he can't keep you safe. He can't guarantee you safety. You mm-hmm. go to LA right now, he cannot guarantee you safety. And that's sad. You know what I'm saying? It's like in every video I see, like on I think it's Hollywood Unlocked, and they do the whole violent. It'd be like 2 to 3 videos a day of robberies and shootings in broad daylight. They found that 16-year-old girl on the side, just thrown out, her body on the side. Bro, no,
it's a lot going on. Yeah.
It's a lot going on, and then they got the Super Bowl there tomorrow. Look here. Be safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So y'all want to know something funny about the Super Bowl? So I was, I went to go get some like new like piercing jewelry or whatever today, and I was in a tattoo shop, and there were these guys there that wanted to get tattoos that said 2022 Super Bowl champs, Benegles.
What?
They were getting it today.
Benegles.
Benegles.
You mean they spelled Bengals wrong?
Whatever. Bengals, Benegles.
Did you just say?
Right. Tomato, tomato. Whatever.
Did you just say Benegles?
And you just said Encanto. And we laughing because.
No. F that. The Bengals. Everybody know who the Bengals is. Cut it out.
Okay. But whatever.
Everybody don't know who the Bengals is. Don't do Portia.
Come on. Benegles. Come on.
Whatever. Like, whatever.
I know what she meant. We knew what she meant.
Thank you. I didn't know.
It could have
been a joke.
Anywho, they're getting tattoos today saying that they're the 2022 Super Bowl champs. Why are you laughing at me? You need to be laughing at them niggas because this shit is not until later.
They going to lose too.
They're going to get that shit
covered up.
Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
get that shit covered up.
Like, y'all getting tattoos today. And it's two idiots, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear about what's the name of being outed as what's his name? Isaiah Rashad.
Good for him. Next. Right. My business is not, I'm not the sheep, the cover of the pillow. I don't care. Next. Right.
It's not a rapper.
Who is he? He was a rapper on Top Dog Entertainment.
It's nobody's business, Nick.
He got out. As,
good for him, Nick. I'm just saying, like, why are we making a big deal about people's sexuality? Like, if I expose everybody or anybody that anybody like slept with, like, people would be upset about that. Whether they were straight, gay, but like whatever the case may be, like, it's nobody's business.
I think outing people is the bigger issue.
It's chatting.
Like,
yeah.
Like, let people do what they need to do on their own time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's their sexuality. They can say what their sexuality is in the platforms that they choose to when they choose to. It's not for the public. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody feel because somebody is in a celebrity light nowadays, you know, like their personal life is no longer personal, and that's not true. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that man live his life however he chooses to live his life. Play with him whatever you want to play with.
And who you decide to love or whatever, like, this is nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. Like, that ain't making me no money. That's like, what does that do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Next. Oh, okay.
Can we talk about how, like, I've never been a fangirl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been a fangirl. It's only one person I've probably been a fangirl for, and that's Drake. You feel me? Drake is everything. But, baby, when I say Rihanna and this pregnancy is giving me life at every photo.
Rihanna looked good as hell.
She's killing this pregnancy.
I'm sorry.
She looks really good pregnant. But when she came out pregnant, I said, sis, you about to pop in 2 months. We said you was pregnant 5-6 months ago, and you trolled us like we was making shit up. Girl, bye. We knew you was pregnant. Sis. It's okay. Hey, your baby. Like,
I wish it was Drake, baby. That would have been interesting.
Oh, my God.
It would have been interesting. Next.
Drake makes funny looking babies. We can talk about it later.
Whoa!
Shots fired.
I said what I said. Whoa. I know we're not supposed to talk about people's kids, especially all three of us being on this podcast, and we don't have children. But look here, I apologize in advance to God. It wasn't my intent, but like the baby ain't babying for me.
What?
He not cute.
What is that?
Hey, that's you. I ain't did that.
Me either.
He should have had a baby with me.
He should have had it with you.
With me. Somebody at my job, I had said that at work, and somebody at the job was like, the baby is albino. And I could not stand by that because I don't think the baby is albino.
You know what I think it is? Because I think at the stage of my life that I'm in, I do not believe in mixing my bloodline with any other race.
Woo! Okay, Drake, let's talk about it.
Drake's bloodline is already mixed, and then you go and mix it up some more,
baby.
And now you have a baby that is just a product of their environment. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe people just aren't used to just seeing, like, that type of mixology. Like, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I just know me, and I want to be with a Black man.
Oh,
and I want to have kids by Black men. Like, I'm not mixing my bloodline as far, like, I'm not having my kids by no white man. That's just, like, that's it, that's all. And I said what I said. Like,
but listen, I would prefer to have my kids with a man of color, a man of Blackness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you get on TikTok, they make these white men with these Black women, they make that look like the jam, honey. Baby, they make Bob the Builder look like the move. Them Bob the Builders, girl, like, sister be down and out, she meet this man, he didn't build her a 18-bedroom house by hand, the doors open by her melanin presence. I be like, God, no, where y'all be finding these men?
But whose name is that house in?
Girl, I don't know, girl. I just be looking at Bob the Builder cutting that wood like that. and taking care. I don't know, girl. Them on TikTok,
saying, like, don't none of, especially none of the social media bullshit. Like, don't none of that move me. It just don't. Mm-hmm.
Because it makes me want to Bob the Builder. And I'm not saying it like in a white man, but a man that's good with his hands. Like these pretty dudes, like these pretty dudes be good. They be cool. They hands be all soft. That's nice and all. But like, give me a man who could build some stuff. Give me a man who could put in some work. I want a man who could get under the core. That's what I want.
Mm, you gonna be cooking?
I'm gonna be cooking. I'm gonna be cleaning. I'm gonna be, yes, dead.
The royal penis is clean.
The royal penis is clean. Your house should be constantly dishing and cleaning up.
Especially if you put me in a position where I'm in a good position. You feel me? Like,
what?
Like, you come home, the bath ran, your shower going, the food, give me 10 minutes, wanted to make sure it was hot for your daddy. Like, baby, you're getting the king treatment.
Definitely giving the royal penis to clean your
highness. Period. If you giving me princess treatment, and that's I'm not accepting less than princess treatment, mm-hmm. I can definitely reciprocate and give you king treatment. Yeah. Definitely.
I definitely like that type of vibe, yeah. Especially, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Boo.
That's cute. It's Monday. Yay. Boo. Tomato.
Y'all ain't got no dates?
Well, I got a
date.
I work with people on the West Coast. And I got to work to 7 o'clock. Not only I've been outside since yesterday. I've been, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what the hell is that? In my fabulous voice.
Y'all ain't got no Valentine?
I don't know what I got. Right now, nope.
I didn't get a card.
It's a no for me.
It's a hard no for me.
Can't nobody give me nothing that I can't get myself either.
Okay. We sound real independent. I can talk about my own flowers.
Literally just went out and bought a bag today. Like, unless you buying a bigger bag, can't nobody buy nothing for me that I can't buy myself.
Nigga, like, I'm single.
It'd be like that. And it's cool.
You could have sent us flowers.
Just come say what? Say what?
You could have sent us flowers.
Come on, say what again?
I said it and I ain't saying it again.
Come on, say D say you could have sent us flowers, right? But let me tell you about that. I buy my own flowers too because I just like having fresh flowers in my house and I like the smell of them. So I buy my own flowers too. I just don't buy them the week of Valentine's Day because they definitely mark those joints up. So next week I will be back into my regularly scheduled program.
You know what? Them candies and teddy bears gonna be cheap next week.
Man, candies
Tuesday.
Might as well stock up for next year. Yep.
Tuesday. Candies or carbs, and they make you fat. Next, right?
Tuesday.
She hit that next button. So you.
I'm over it.
She hit that like the new Roddy Ricch album next.
Yeah.
I said that
y'all don't like it because y'all don't like it it sounds just like the last one. Identical.
It wasn't a move. Gunner had a better album.
You know what? Yo Gotti album was off the chain. I was just like, damn.
I heard.
Really? Yeah, I'm going to have to bump that.
Man, it was a great album, man. Just, you know, it was just like...
He's still selling drugs? Or what are you talking about?
Well, it was a double disc. One side.
Baby! I was selling drugs.
Baby, a double album. I ain't seen that since the early 2000s.
Yeah, so... One no side, limit days. Yeah, one side was the streets. The other side was the business. So he broke down the streets and how he came up on one side of the album. And the other album, he talked about him as a set. Breaking down the game.
I probably like the ghetto side.
Hey, no, both sides was slapping. You know, the production, he picked out some good beats. I'm telling you, if y'all listen right now, bump that Yo Gotti all the way through.
Who produced it?
Beats by the Bam.
I mean, it was so many different people, you know, Forever Rolling. It was a lot of people, just all type of people.
That was a music history joke.
Tay Keith, you know.
Fuck them niggas up.
Right. So forever rolling. You know, it was all type of people on that. So it was,
can I be messy for 2.5 seconds? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you think he had anything to do with Dolph's death?
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
I was just asking. Because the streets didn't have to take Dolph.
The streets did not have to take Dolph.
Yeah. I messed with Dolph heavy. Like,
seriously.
Yeah. I did. I was just curious.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about that case because them cats, it was just like they showed up to court with no lawyer. The judge gave them some time to go get a lawyer. It was a lot going on. So
how you don't at least have a public defender?
I want to hear why though. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I don't think it was just them.
You think it was a hit?
Absolutely. Like I definitely think it was somebody behind it. I just think it's a matter of them not telling a. You know, they just not talking. That's the streets, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how they work. That's why I was just like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying none of it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a real street right now as far as that's concerned. That's why I was just like, you think he had anything to do with that?
Man, this is just like him and Nipsey, you know, these rappers getting caught by themselves. They're getting caught by themselves, you know, it's just they own damn city, man.
Right, man. That's the sad part. Your own street.
You know, you know they get so comfortable they just start rolling by themselves everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, and, you know, Nipsey just was running up to the store to get some t-shirts, grab a few things, and Dolph just running to go get some damn cookies. You know what I'm saying?
So it's crazy. I was talking to somebody about this today, just about how like Black people are just always in this survival state. Ooh. And it's just kind of like, at what point do you feel comfortable enough to not have to live in this mode of like, I'm living for survival? Like, if you think about like Nipsey, you think about Dolph, like they had money. They didn't necessarily live in the hood, even though they, you know, like rapped about hood stuff, but a lot of them were still building up like the places that they were like living and coming from. Like, it was like you're outside of their life, but you're still attached to it. So it's just like, as far as like being successful and how much money you make, like at what point are you, as a Black person, are you no longer living in this survival mind state? And I feel like for them, they probably felt like, well, I don't have to live to survive anymore. But it's kind of like you kind of got caught flipping.
I got too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when does that stop? Like, when does that end?
For people with money, I don't think it ever ends. Especially in today's time. Like, I was listening to someone. I'm sorry, I can't even give them their credit for it. But they was basically like, there used to be a day and age. If we go back, and that also refers to like the excessive violence and crime in LA right now, right? Back in the day, like street code, like women and children was off limits. Absolutely. For one. Mm-hmm. And if robbing season, right? Anybody who know, anybody who from the hood, you know, Tank. Robbing season is usually from like November to a little bit after Christmas, right? Because mm-hmm. people trying to get their weight up for the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they usually target people with money. Right now, you ain't even gotta have money.
Yeah.
You ain't even gotta have money. You just gotta have more than what the next person got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So really no one is off limits right now. So I think everybody is in survival. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is in survival. And it's a hard place to be in, especially like as far as being a person of color. You know what I'm saying? I think we've been in survival mode our entire life, you know, but to be in a position where you're able to build your finances, change your location, and then for you to go back home, a place that you're trying to build and help the community, and you're still targeted and where you should feel safe because those are the streets that you roam your entire life. It's crazy to me. I can't go get cookies.
Yeah.
I get cookies every week and bring some of my dog and kids. You know what I'm saying? I can't go to my store.
It's one of them things, man. Don't ever get too comfortable. Okay. You know, even me, I swear, I promise you, even today, I feel like a guy was following me down the road. He probably lived in the same neighborhood I lived in. But he was following me for too long. I didn't spend the block. Just to make sure before I pull in my driveway. Right. That's just the, you know what I'm saying? That's just the city in me. Like, hold on, let me spin a block. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type of guy, like, if there's a whole bunch of dudes on the porch, I ain't jumping out the car. You know what I mean? Like, hey, nah, you get in, homie.
Imagine being a woman and some, like, and I'm from the city as well, and I pay attention. I'm very observant. I probably peep things, especially driving. Yeah. My sister be like, what you doing? I'm like, somebody been following us for 2 blocks. She be like, it's only two blocks. That's too much.
Yep.
We're by ourselves. It's late at night. I'm being in the corners. I'm not touching no doggone brake. We're being in corners.
Yep.
Oh, if it's too late at night and I'm at a red light, I'm running it.
Period.
I'll stop. I'll be cautionary. I'll look both ways, but I'm running at red light. I'm not sitting at no red light in the car by myself. I'm not doing it. And if a policeman ever pulled me over, like, do you want to risk the chance of me dying? Or do you want me to be safe? I look both ways, and I ran this light because I'm a girl, and I live in this crazy city, and who knows what can happen. So,
girl, that happened to me.
Oh, gosh.
Girl, I was coming home from work. I was working overtime. It was many, many years ago. I was working overtime out in Chesterfield. I was coming home to the city. I'm in the city, and it's a black truck behind me, and like he's like I said, more than two blocks, I'm cutting corners. You feel me? I'm cutting corners, and that's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
So, I'm hitting the corners and I'm not stopping. Like, I'm slowing down. You know how it is. You do a roller stop and you move it. He's on my ass. You feel me? He's on my ass, Mr. Postman. So I call my people. I'm like, look, is somebody following me? At this point, it's like hella blocks. I'm like, somebody following me, and I need to, you know where I can go. And they tell me to pull up. And so I pull up at my people crib, and it's on a one-way. So as I'm pulling up, the people in the, first off, they hit this little rinky-dink little like police light in the car. Not a real, it wasn't like the top lights. It was like something in the inside. So he hit that, and I still continue to roll. I'm not stopping until I get to my people house. I get to my people house. I'm on a one way. It's a car jetting down the one way the other way, like a little Cavalier or something. They like skirt in front of my car. The people who jump out, they got on like the drug jackets. You feel me? Regular clothes. You know, they throw them drug jackets on real quick. And he was like, I rolled down the window. My people standing on the porch. And he was like, why didn't you pull over? I say, it's 11:30 at night in this neighborhood. You think I was pulling over? He looked at my car. He was like, have a nice evening, ma'am. Yeah!
Great. Mind your business. You're out here partying, kid. Like, I don't
damn, B-Lolo, you still trapping?
Nah, I ain't trapping.
I don't play that. I will run a light or whatever I have to quick, as long as it pertains to my safety.
Straight had the alphabet boys jump out on it.
Yeah.
You got an issue with it. We can talk about it later when I get home. I had to call for backup,
I'm not pulling over. Y'all gonna have to come get me, like, for real. Y'all gonna have to
know. To show you that the police just be, you know, messing with people too. So,
but also, I was rolling down the one ways not too long ago. I ain't gonna say the streets, but I was rolling down them one ways. It's late at night. I'm coming home from work. I decided to be in a little bit more corners because I'm trying to listen to my little jams. Hit a one way, and you know how
to take the scene right.
To take the scene right. I hit the little one way. It's a car blocking the street. It's a truck blocking the street. I'm sitting there. You know you can't blow. You got to give them time because you blow, you might get shot at. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So let them do what they do. I see a dude run out the house. He run to the back seat of the passenger side of the SUV. It looked like a Yukon. Reaching the Yukon. And it's you could tell it was a gun, big gun, big, big gun. It was wrapped in a towel. He reached his whole body in. They handed to him. I seen the top of the barrel, and he just take off running in the night. Take off, and the truck skirts off. I say, well, time to get my black ass on. Because whatever that happened with this gun, whatever just happened with this thing,
it's this house that I know where they be like, people be going for them big guns. I be like, oh, that's interesting.
Like, the way they handed that thing off.
Let me keep driving.
Yeah.
But y'all out here giving tales of the hood.
Man, I got stories. If y'all wanna know about the Jump Out Boys, that wasn't my first time, my interaction with the drug mm-hmm. police, but they weren't for me. Mm-hmm. But where I'm from, you see them all the time.
Are you guys attracted to drug dealers?
No.
At this day and age, and my big age, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I ain't holding and going to jail for nothing. Now, I will be very honest.
Y'all gonna snitch?
I'm not about to deal with you at all.
Don't put me in a position to tell on you.
Thank you.
That's all
like I'm not about to deal with you at all.
So you ain't going to sit down for nobody.
No.
No.
Damn.
Like, no. Damn. Nothing. No.
Y'all ain't no Rod. Y'all ain't no Bonnie.
Nope.
No.
Nope. You should be smart enough.
So that ain't me. And if that's what you buy. That ain't me.
Okay,
can't even say it.
I'm dating a drug dealer, right?
You ain't gonna hide the dope in the house for him?
No.
Fuck. No, not ever
put our home in a position to be in that.
That part.
Like, you need to tell me you go to work every day. You need to tell me you go to work every day. Like, even if I think you selling drugs, you need to tell me that you got a regular 9-to-5 every day. You need to leave my house at 8:15 to be at home or be at work by 9. And come home at the 5.
And that's all I know.
I don't care if you sitting in the drug, in a trap. You better tell me something. So when them people come and they ask me, I can honestly say, my husband go to work.
That's all I know. That's all I know. I don't know.
I've never seen a piece of drug. I ain't never seen a car.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, you have security. Baby, I didn't know what those was. I thought those was homeboys.
At my big age, I ain't finna do that on purpose. It ain't that serious. It's not.
You need to be like Franklin saying, you need to go to work. You need to tell you going to work every day.
It is coming back. When is coming back on TV?
The 23rd, my birthday.
Did y'all watch the last episode of Power?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about it? How it ended? What you think?
I think Diana runs her motherfucking mouth too motherfucking much.
Way too much. Speak on it.
Now, she talks too much.
Spoiler alert if y'all ain't seen it, but I'm pretty sure y'all have.
Talks too much.
She got her cousin killed, man. Her brother.
She just talks too much. Like, girl, mind your young ass business. But you know what? To me, it's one thing to know.
Tyreek did it on purpose.
You think so?
Absolutely. Come on, he goes. He was like, yeah, tell her don't look in the bag. Do you tell Diana don't look at something? She's gonna look at it.
She's gonna look at it.
What did you think the outcome was? What do you think he thought the outcome was gonna be if she was to look in the bag?
I don't know. I just think he just wanted to stir the pot. I think he was just stirring the pot.
Not without getting his money first. He was trying to get his money. But my whole thing was that it's just like she just does too much. And I feel like, you know, like they try to like portray Mary or Monet as like she's just this unfit mother that be cussing her ass out. But it's just kind of like, no, little girl, I've been there, done that. And you're doing too much. And she is. Like, she's doing too much. Like, you run into Poppy this, Poppy, like, you don't even know. Like, girl,
let's get to the root.
Your puppy is playing you too. Like,
let's get to the root of the issue. Mm-hmm. All them big grown kids need to move out. It wouldn't even be Diana being in the business if they moved out. Yeah. Like, and Diana's issue with Mary is Diana want to grow up, and Mary keep trying to pigeonhole her. We knew that from the first episode when Diana tried on that little slinky, sexy dress, and Mary would say, "You ain't buying that." Mary, she grown. She grown. Mm-hmm. The cat is hot. She want to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Diana is the worst. And when Mary said, "Bitch, I'ma kill you," end quote, I'm waiting on the day. I hate they kill Freaky Zeke. They kill my guy Freaky Zeke.
Well, that, I don't know. After hearing that damn song, shit, RIP, we just killed the club, literally, because that song is terrible. He danced just like his real mother, Mary J. Blige, not Monet Tejada. They have similar dance moves, and I just, whatever. I hope they, whatever.
I thought he was joking when they were saying he was an R&B singer. I was listening to him. I was like, oh.
No, this is like his second song. He came out with a music video not that long ago.
This is bad.
Yeah, like, let's talk about Kane. In real life.
Kane's the dumbest dude on TV. It just
no, seriously.
Hey, he wanted to kill his daddy because Tyree killed him. Oh, Tyree killed his dad? All right, I'll do it.
I seen a meme. It said Monet. It said Monet. Where Tyree? That nigga killed two tigers. Kane, take me to the zoo. Bro. Bro.
Say it again.
Monet, where these niggas Tyreek? He killed two tigers. Kane, take me to the zoo. Like, you risk it all.
I'm finna kill three tigers, nigga. This nigga killed two, I'm killing three.
Seriously. Oh, Tyreek killed his daddy? I'm about to kill mine. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Calm down with all of
that. That's why I think that scene with him and Tyreek was in the car, and Tyreek looked at him. He said, nigga, why you always worried about me? Baby. If somebody had to say it, why he got a hard on for you, dog?
Seriously. And I
love Kane. He's in competition with him.
He's in a competition, and it's a losing battle because he's looking at Tyreek like,
yeah,
this the nigga he want to be because Monet has so much respect for him.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying.
Like, but he's also he got the women he wants, all type of stuff. Yeah.
Looking at Tyreek like he's just
Tyreek some college kid.
Like he's just some little college kid that just so happens to sell drugs. Like not even really knowing about his life and who his dad was and what he did to his dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what he went through. Like, he don't even know all of that. He just like, oh, I'm hard.
Yeah. I kill people. That's why I went Drew was like, you ain't nothing but a guard dog. He was offended. But facts is facts, my nigga. You are the muscle. If you ever watch The Wire, right? WeeBay was the muscle. They did not call WeeBay to come make drug deals. They called him to take care of the business on the back end with the bodies. Mm-hmm. You are the WeeBay of power. Know your role. You are not the money man. You're not the thinker. You're the muscle.
I'm already predicting next season. I know Monet gonna kill her husband.
Yeah, she gonna find out.
She's gonna smoke that nigga. Then Tyreek gonna smoke Effie once he find out about Lauren. He gonna smoke her.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Gonna smoke her.
Well, that'll be the second time she snaked him.
Yeah. Like she straight killed this boy ex-girlfriend and got in the bed right after. And cuddled
up
with
him. How do we know that she actually killed her?
They said, car accident? Come on.
But how we know, and I was thinking about that, right? Because I be trying to think into it. How do we know that Effie didn't just go get Lauren and take Lauren to Kane? And they did it the way they did it.
She was involved.
Yeah, she was. But I don't think he going to smoke her, though. She too, what she he gonna too do? Close to him. You know, really, Tyreek rarely lay bodies. He only lay bodies when he absolutely have to. His back is against the corner. And if you look at the history of his character is built off protecting black women. He never lays a hand. Even when Effie snaked his ass, he never changed. Like, Effie...
Tyreek got about five bodies now.
No, he don't.
Yes, he do. He killed his daddy. He killed the cop. He killed the teacher.
What cop did he kill?
The cop that killed his sister.
Well, that was, I mean, he needed that. You know what I'm saying? That body
don't count. He just killed a couple cats on the last episode.
Miscellaneous body.
No, Tyreek becoming the killer. Don't get it twisted. He ain't playing around.
I think next year's season, Brayden gonna drop a body, or they gonna put him in a position to. Yeah. You know, he got a so. First off, Brayden using that white privilege of his and getting Tyreek off was the hardest scene.
Absolutely, man, loyal to the soil
that we've never seen in.
You know what I'm
America. Sorry, I'm sorry.
He's loyal to the soil. Have y'all watched the new Tommy?
Yeah,
not the new Tommy.
because that's not what it's called.
It's called Force.
No, it's Force. Force.
Black people.
That's Tommy. That new Tommy.
That's not what it's called.
That's what it's called. New Tommy.
Stars. Force.
I'm definitely gonna watch it tonight. Tommy? I'm definitely gonna watch it tonight. So the new episode coming out. I'm watching that. What else come out tonight at midnight? At 11. I guess that Euphoria. You guys watch Euphoria?
I love Euphoria.
So it's I like it, man.
It's out there, but realistically, when you like I feel like
what's old boy name that be like, Ro? Nah, Ro. You can't be here, Ro. The drug dealer.
Oh, what is his name?
I forgot his name. That's my guy right there.
I know you're talking about. Yeah, but I honestly feel like this show, because we just so far removed what high school is like.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly feel like that's what it's like now. Like when we were in high school, or when I was in high school, and do not put an age on me. I'm not that old. I still look young for my age.
You graduated 01?
03. Please, mind your business.
But okay, my bad.
Social media was like not really a thing. But when you think about it, in the Euphoria stage, social media is a thing. There's so much easier access to like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's so sexual. You got Jules, who's, I don't know what her pronoun is, and I don't want to disrespect it because y'all ain't finna come after me and I push your mom out if you try to. But I'm just saying, like, it's too much going on in there in high school. That was not going on when we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much. Mm-hmm. But I definitely just find it very interesting, just because of like honestly, I honestly think like a lot of people are dealing with, like, especially a lot of kids are
Absolutely.
Dealing with this type of stuff. Like, especially like if you listen to their music, like mm-hmm. all this like, you know, lean music, then they come with depression. Like, these kids are depressed. Look. And it shows. Right. It shows. Like, it's terrible. It's so terrible.
Yeah. Then what pisses me off, you got adults that's speaking about these issues and saying that they glorify. No, they actually shedding the light on it.
You know, seriously.
What goes on, and you know what you can deal with, because you know it shows Ro, you know, battle her addiction, and it shows her dynamic with her family while she's battling that addiction. You know, that last episode was like,
oh my God,
it was phenomenal.
Horrible.
It was phenomenal. It just was.
It was really good, but it was like, good, yeah. It was so cringy to watch. Especially,
it was tough to watch. You know,
we almost got sex trafficked, or she did get sex trafficked.
She almost got sex. Like, she almost got sex trafficked. That was like, she almost effed up, because old girl was like, "You gonna pay me one way or another." And old girl's a straight killer. She's so calm with it too.
But it's calm. Like, did she get sex trafficked? Like, why are you limping like that? Like, I just have it's so many questions, comments, and concern. But like, if you just look at somebody that's just like that addicted to drugs, like how easy it is for somebody to fall into like that type of cycle.
Yep.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah, because they put her in that room where that window was locked. I'm glad she got out, because it could have got ugly. It could have got ugly real quick.
I haven't started. I've been wanting to watch it, but I just haven't had time to actually sit down. You know, it's a lot. My work schedule is crazy. It's too many powers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to watch an episode a day somewhere.
Once you start it, you're going to be hooked. You're going to be like, oh, man. Because it's well filmed. It's well written. I like how the story tells. I just appreciate the whole. It's different. It's like nothing you will see on TV that's going on right now. That's what I kind of look for in the shows. But speaking of shows, let me pivot right quick. What about you guys? Are you guys into Ready to Love? Do y'all watch this show?
No.
Mm-mm. That dating show?
Mm-mm.
You guys should really give it a try. It definitely give you an insight on how other people date. It's extremely interesting. You know. But you know, since you guys don't watch it, I guess we can't spend on it. But I definitely should look into it.
Would y'all ever do like Married at First Sight? That look cool.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
That's a no for me, big dog.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you get the option to get the divorce.
I'm getting the divorce.
Dang, you ain't even started the show.
It don't matter. It's a no for me. So I just a little about me and my background. I do come from a two-parent household. My parents have been married for 37 years. I'm not about to marry nobody for shits and fucking giggles. Point blank in the period. Like, that's just my thought process on it. Like, it's just like, to me, that's like nothing for fun. It's nothing to make light of. Oh, I'm not just going to test it out and decide, oh, I want to do this. And then like, oh, no, like, no. It ain't that serious to say that I've been married. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. It's enough for me.
Have you ever watched the show?
Yeah, I watched it. Did you see
the season with, what's his name, Chris, and what was the girl named? Paige.
Like, I don't know their name.
Girl, it was the black dude who married the girl and thought she was ugly, basically, but still smashed her on the wedding night twice. Mm. And then the next day said that he only smashed her so they can grow a closer bond. We only known each other less than 24 hours. You shouldn't have even say.
See, something like that. Clap them cheeks. Even go to that publicly. Like, that would make me sick to my stomach, and I'm just going to, you know, like, he was, kill you, probably.
He was the worst man I've ever seen on television. I'm telling you, he was up there with Peter Gunn status. Worst man I've ever seen on television.
Peter Gunn is pretty bad. So.
And he was using God. He was using the Bible to manipulate. She was being an idiot because she wanted her marriage to work. He was telling her body was banging, but your face ain't there. He ended up telling her that he got his ex-girlfriend pregnant and he needed to go be with her. Come to find out the ex-girlfriend wasn't pregnant at all. He just didn't want to be there with her because he didn't find her attractive. But he was still knocking her down, though. It was so embarrassing. It was like the Danny Lay and the baby incident on live. It was embarrassing. That's why I think you should not be able to clap the cheeks, ladies. Don't let these clap the cheeks. Unless you're getting the princess treatment, no cheeks shall be clapping.
Anyway, but you know, like we said, man, it's a lot of shows out there y'all can catch up on. Married at First Sight, Ready to Love, Euphoria. What we talked about, The Tommy Show. We talked about Force. I hate that name.
You can't have people on the thing typing the Tommy Show.
It's Force. They go look for the Tommy Show and can't find it.
Yeah, it's Force.
Force. Okay.
Let me add one more thing in about Force.
Mm-hmm.
The gag is what gets me with Tommy. He's such a rebel without a cause. The only reason he stayed in Chicago was because they told them to get out of Chicago.
Yeah, they told him. Yeah, that's who he is.
He's like, I'm just gonna stay. What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dude, hilarious. But anywho.
Yep. So we got y'all shows to watch, man. We definitely appreciate y'all tuning in another week.
Oh, can I talk about one more show real quick?
I'm gonna say
this, y'all. Like, the show is rated R. I don't know who got Hulu, but the show is rated R. But it should be rated triple X. Baby, that Pam and Tommy on Hulu. Baby. Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee show should be rated big X.
Mm-mm.
I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life.
Probably smell like dirt.
Baby. Baby.
You think nothing. I ain't about to say that. They ain't about to give me on tape saying that.
I said what I said.
You ain't about to give me on tape. Well, I was about to say something, but I passed. But we appreciate y'all tuning in another week. We definitely gonna be back with y'all next week. This your boy Tank.
Your girl Naturally Be Low Low.
And it's your girl Porsche.
Peace.
Bye. Peace.